Ukraine is adapting an old tactic to counter a new enemy, as revealed on Tuesday, December 10th. Kyiv is using psychological warfare in an effort to get North Korean troops fighting for Russia to surrender. The effort comes from its so-called I Want to Live project, in which Ukrainian forces are producing leaflets and videos to push Pyongyang's troops to surrender. Ukrainian intelligence reportedly launched the project at the beginning of Russia's invasion in 2022, and much of the work includes dropping flyers on the battlefield, which encourage Russian forces to give up the fight. Kyiv claims 350 Russian soldiers have surrendered as part of the effort. Now, there are new leaflets written in Korean being dropped on the battlefields. The leaflets reportedly instruct Kim Jong-un's forces on how to surrender by lying face down on the ground, holding up a white sheet or leaflet, and dropping their weapons. Ukrainian intelligence says they're optimistic. North Koreans may see surrendering as a way to escape Kim Jong-un's regime and live in another country. Ukraine is also producing videos as part of the campaign. In exchange for their surrender, the North Koreans are being offered 3 warm meals a day and a warm place to sleep while still remaining prisoners of war. As many as 12,000 North Korean soldiers were reportedly deployed to the Kursk region as part of Moscow's effort to retake the territory from Ukraine. In exchange for the North Korean soldiers, the United States says Russia is sending fighter jets to North Korea